Thank you and good morning. There is some movement in the push to find a permanent solution to the last chance grade, that stretch of Highway 101 that is slowly slipping into the sea south of Crescent City. Yesterday, the California Transportation Commission announced that it has awarded $5 million for environmental studies on proposed routes around the slide area. The funding comes in response to dozens of letters from stakeholders throughout the region, including local governments, tribes, and business leaders. They called for immediate action to forestall a complete collapse of the roadway that would have profound negative economic impacts on the region. While the $5 million in funding is not enough to complete all the needed studies, Caltrans can at least start the necessary environmental and geotechnical investigations of potential new routes. Eureka now has a Mattaquette Plaza after the City Council voted unanimously to rename the C Street Market Plaza after the famed tour boat, Mattaquette. The boat was built on Humboldt Bay in 1910 and was used to ferry workers and families around the bay for both work and recreation. The name change was spurred by the Humboldt Bay Maritime Museum, which brought the name change proposal before the Eureka Council. Sheriff's deputies arrested a Miranda man yesterday after he allegedly shot and killed his ailing dog. Deputies responded to the scene on School Road at just afternoon after receiving a report of a possibly suicidal man with a gun, a report that forced the closure of South Fork High School. The subject, 23-year-old Kyle Atkins, was contacted by deputies at gunpoint, and he surrendered without incident and was placed on a mental health hold. If you plan on driving through Fortuna today, be prepared for detours. The city will close down Main Street from 9th to 12th to all vehicle traffic so that paving work can be completed. Main Street will be open to foot traffic, and businesses will be open as well. You just won't be able to get there by vehicle. The rain interrupted scheduled work on roadways across the county this week and delayed some of that work. That will mean residents in Myrtletown and Eureka will see work crews on the street through Saturday as they perform road maintenance. Today, work begins in McKinleyville on Railroad Avenue, Washington Avenue, and Stevens Way, with additional work scheduled for next Monday. Motorists are urged to use caution and be prepared for short delays or detours. Caltrans will also perform maintenance work on Highway 96 from Saturday through next Thursday, and the highway will be closed to traffic for 6 hours each day, 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon. They will install an underdrain just south of Wichpeck. One-way controlled traffic will be in effect throughout the summer. Arcata police arrested two Oregon residents yesterday morning after they received a call of a suspicious vehicle parked near Grant and Baldwin Streets. The caller reported seeing drug paraphernalia in plain sight next to a woman sitting in the car. Officers contacted that woman, 30-year-old Carly Garrity of Brookings, and then searched the car. They confiscated heroin and packaging materials, and Garrity was arrested. Officers then went to a car parked nearby and contacted 30-year-old Kyle Raines of Sweet Home, Oregon. They found him in possession of heroin as well. Both were booked for possession and possession for sale. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are a lot of boards, commissions, and committees that meet across the county, from special districts to city government to county government, and local volunteers give their time and expertise as a way to serve their community. Supervisor Mike Wilson spoke about the issue of committees that advise the board. He has three open seats on the Fish and Game Advisory Committee to fill for those interested, and he said that he has seen an increase in the number of people willing to get involved in local decision-making since the last election.
Certainly this last election cycle at the federal level has energized a lot of people to be more involved at the local level and understanding that, you know, that's really important. I tell people all the time, you know, spending your efforts and your thoughts and your in terms of politics at the local level is always more effective in changing the world around you.
There are almost three dozen active committees that advise county government, some well-known like the Planning Commission and the Headwaters Fund, and others more obscure. Wilson said the best way to make an impact on elected officials is to start at the local level.
That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where policies are actually done. I mean, no matter who you vote for at the national level, if you want competent people to bring those resources back into your community, you have to vote for them. I think a lot of folks are really in tune with that right now. And so we are actually filling up a lot of these committees.
You can listen to Supervisor Mike Wilson talk committees by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.